Well, let me just get started and get right to it. I just a few days ago, last week or so, wanted to revitalize my podcast, bring it back, start talking about this shit again, and quit my job, which, like I said in my last podcast, was by design. So I thought I knew what I was doing, and it didn't work out. Guys, it did not work out. Had a what's called a relapse prevention evaluation, and the woman who did that evaluation did me a disservice, a hit and run, a hatchet job. She did me dirty, and she said that the fact that I had quit my job showed that I have a lack of foresight. So much so that she did not even believe that I quit my job for a legitimate reason, and that she alluded to some possibility that I had been terminated from my job for some other reason, like some event had happened or some incident where I was forced to resign or something like that. And so the Arizona Board of Nursing, somewhere in there, subpoenaed my HR records from the facility that I just quit to prove that what I was saying, either they were going to prove that I was lying or they're going to see if I was telling the truth. Turns out I was telling the truth, but they subpoenaed the records from HR to verify that I, in fact, did quit my job on good terms. And that I wasn't just fired for doing something bad. And I only found this out because I was going to interviews up here where I live in Arizona and just getting turned down everywhere I go because I have a narcotics restriction from the Arizona State Board of Nursing. It was supposed to be relieved and it was supposed to be taken away. After 12 months of working, which I did. So I did my end of the bargain, and the Arizona State Board of Nursing didn't fulfill their end of the bargain. They were changing the terms of the agreement just because they can, and there was really no reason for it other than this evaluation that I had. So trying to find a job close to where I live is impossible because, as a nurse, when you have a narcotics restriction, the ability for you to find a job is damn near impossible. I mean, you can't do it because we live in a culture of if you've ever gone to a hospital or worked in a hospital, you can't really get 2 feet in the door before somebody's reaching out and asking for pain medicine, narcotics, you know, like, to the point where, you know, some people are dependent, of course, on narcotics and what I like to call controlled substances, and what the Arizona State Board of Nursing terminology likes to refer to as opioids. They don't want to use the word narcotic. It's abrasive. It's kind of like inflammatory. It just sounds like a street drug when you call it a narcotic. So they want to call it an opioid. But so you have people who are dependent on pain medicine for long periods of time, you know, if they have degenerative illnesses like joint pain and everything, and they're in the process of getting that fixed up, or if they're just using pain medicine for years and years, and that's the way they manage their symptoms. But you can't just be on an opioid for a long period of time and not have a physical dependency on it. So there are those people. I have no ill will towards them. I don't feel, you know, like they're abusing drugs or anything. I don't even consider them addicts. I just consider people who have a need for pain medication to be dependent on those prescriptions that are legally prescribed to them, and they have every right to take them. There are people out there in this world who will fake a heart attack so they can be sent to the ER just so that they can get one 2 milligram dose of morphine, guaranteed. If they say they're having chest pain, they'll get that one dose of morphine, they'll get an aspirin, and they'll get the EKG and all the other protocol that go along with chest pain protocol. So what I'm saying is, to be a nurse and have the restriction where you cannot handle or dispense these types of controlled substances, you're not going to be able to find a job, because everywhere you go, people use opioids, controlled substances, or if you really want to call them, narcotics. So I found out that my records from my previous employer were subpoenaed by the Arizona State Board of Nursing through the director of nursing that I talked to, because I had to call her and basically beg for my job back, the job that I didn't want, the job that I tried to cleanly and carefully remove myself from by putting a 2 weeks notice and quitting on good terms and shaking hands and tearful goodbyes to everybody. And because I did that, this person who did my relapse prevention evaluation thought that there was something fishy going on. So that's just a little sample of how nurses who are in recovery and have a contract with the Board of Nursing are treated by the Board of Nursing. And it's just insane. Like, we get to a point where we can think, if they really just don't want to help us, then why are they giving us the option of going back to work as a nurse? They're giving us so many obstacles that it's like they're trying to discourage us enough to the point where we quit. We just quit and we try and find a different career path. But if they just don't want us, then why do they have to go through all these things, these processes, to rehabilitate a nurse who can't? Do you see what I mean? Like, if they don't want us, just tell us. Why put us through all this? And my colleagues and my friends who are going through this too, I mean, we're all people, we're all human beings, and some of them are getting their asses kicked by the Arizona State Board of Nursing. And what's going on with me, it sucks really, really bad, but it's not as bad as some of my poor friends who are having to go through worse. So that's what this podcast is really all about. I started doing this when I was working in a grocery store because I had no choice, because I could not work as a nurse. So I had plenty of time between midnight and 7 a.m. to do my work and just bullshit and come up with stuff I want to talk about. And so that's what happened. And there's a lot to be said about where I am right now and what I'm going through. If you're listening to this, then you should consider, even if you're not suffering from any kind of addiction, I really encourage you to go to a 12-step meeting. I know that sounds crazy, but you could go in support of somebody else, or if you have, you know, something that you feel like you have no control over, you can go. If you're eating too much, you can go to a 12-step meeting. If you're exercising too much, you could go to a 12-step meeting. If you have some sexual dysfunction where maybe you're addicted to porn, you could go to a 12-step meeting. This is 2022, and I mean, we live in a very self-centered kind of world where we have all of these things to keep us occupied, and we have everything that we could possibly need here in the United States within our fingertips, within our grasp, and it's easy to get in over your head But there is a certain kind of perspective for people who are going through this. So I really would appreciate, I appreciate whoever is listening to this. If you're in a program, if you're in a 12-step program of any kind, then you are going to better relate to what I'm talking about. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to talk to you normies out there, because there are nurses, there are healthcare workers out there who are working and not knowing what you're getting yourself into. You know, if you could get into trouble with the Board of Nursing, and then you could be in just as much pain and anguish as the rest of us. But there's, just try and keep it fun. All right, keep it fun. Maybe there's something that's not so heavy that we can talk about here. What does the disease of addiction mean to me? For me? Okay, let's think about it. The disease of addiction means that I cannot use drugs or alcohol as other people do. I cannot control my usage of drugs and alcohol and be able to stop myself before it gets out of control. One is too many and a thousand is never enough is the slogan that Narcotics Anonymous uses, and probably Alcoholics Anonymous too. So that's what it means to me. It means that I cannot use drugs or alcohol the way other people do, because I'm different, just like a lot of other people are different. Other people are able to do that, or they're not able to do that, and they're not able to admit that they can't handle it. And they just let themselves go off the rails until finally they hit rock bottom. Which we see. We see that when we go to a bar and we see somebody who's way too drunk, male or female. Or if we, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's usually homeless people out there. We say that they suffer from a mental illness of some kind. We just make that assumption, and probably they do. You know, a lot of them get just diagnosed with bipolar disorder or schizophrenia, but it's really easy to throw depression in there, and it's also easy to say that they have addiction issues. They have addictive behaviors or addictive personalities. So they use drugs and they exhaust all of their resources in order to get and find ways of getting more. And that's why they are living on the street, going through withdrawal. And that's the face of addiction for me. That's what addiction looks like. It looks like somebody who is haggard, destitute, has nowhere to live, and no resources and no support. And even if they would be have access to support, they won't take it. So yeah, most importantly, addiction to me means that I can't use and still live a functional life. It doesn't work. And if you want to call that a disease, sure, we call it a disease. And I guess that's what it means. That was the first question that I took out of my Narcotics Anonymous step working guide that I bought. It was my idea to get it. It's because I really am a linear thinker, and I really needed just a step-by-step guide. It's what I needed. Narcotics Anonymous is already a very structured step-wise process of working through recovery, and that's pretty good for me. But when it comes to just like focusing on all these steps, the 12 steps, which is a big deal, I really appreciate to be able to like have somebody ask me a clear question so that I can think about it and formulate a coherent answer. So I did get a Narcotics Anonymous step working guide. Carrie got it. My wife got it for me. I asked her to order it. I always ask her to do stuff for me, and she does. She's very administrative. She's always been a very good support and a huge help in getting me through this shit. I know somebody who is facing way more obstacles than I am, and she doesn't really have anybody to lean on. She doesn't have anybody who's going to help do some of the heavy lifting or even the light lifting, do some of the processing of this work, paperwork, etc. And that sucks. I don't think she's going to make it because she doesn't have the support that she needs to get through it. I do. I've got a brilliant and compassionate, codependent person who is going out of her way all the time to help me get through this shit. Only, I mean, not just because she's my wife, but she wants me to get paid too. I put a lot of time and effort into becoming a nurse, and sorry, but if you do the work to go to nursing school and practice nursing and get some skills and move up and get certifications and all that, the money comes. It's a very lucrative way to make it. It's a good way to make a living. I mean, I don't have a Maserati in my garage, but it's a good way to provide for my family. So it's worth it to her to help me get through this so that I can do the job that I love and get paid for it. What the hell is my point, guys? I don't know. But I guess that being said, I'm going to be doing a lot of step work. And that was just the first one. I hope there's some people out there listening to this who have issues with addiction, because it's pretty prevalent. It's widespread. It's a problem. A lot of people are dealing with it, even if they don't want to admit it. There's addictions all over the place. I've mentioned it before. You know this. I want to keep these podcasts going. I wish there was a way that I could get some feedback from you, or if you could call in, or I could even record your stuff. I want more voices on this. So it's good to be able to put my little story out there, and hopefully you guys are able to get something out of it, or even if it's just entertaining, that's good for me. I've been doing this a while now.